Sometimes in a sometimes life.
Sometimes in a life.
This letter is from Anna's beau. He wants me to meet with him at the tea shop at the railway station at 4:15 to discuss her future. Imagine that.
There comes a moment.
Really? How nice. The place to be. A chat. A spot of tea. How nice. The railway view. Anything else in the content?
No. It's rather mysterious. And I hate mysteries. So, we shall leave this one unsolved.
You mean you are not going?
No. You handle it, Edith.
But why?
Yes, you can handle it, Edith. You are up to the task and...
I? You really think so?
Yes, you know the girl so much better than I.
I do.
So you'll have tea with the lad and report to me when you're through. True?
Maybe you're right. The tea shop at 4:15, you say.
Precisely, dear.
But is it polite? May a woman be go between?
She may.
Well, the girl's in my care, so the liaison should be me.
Good. It's all over, but the shouting.
One can always use an outing.
And of course, a spot of tea.
And there is always something soothing in that afternoon pick-me-up.
And when you're through, you can read your future in the leaves that are left at the bottom of the cup.
Why, Arthur, I never thought of you in the mystical sense.
There is more to each of us than meets the eye, Mrs. Harnham.
But, Arthur, I don't know what I shall say to him.
Just see what he wants, dear.
This plan.
Yes?
Perhaps it's better for all if you handle it man to man.
Could be your right, dear.
What?
A man to man talk with her ardent and eager beau.
Oh.
And I may learn such a lot from the lad. Yes, I think I'll go.
No. On the way home, I could purge myself of sin.
Sin?
At church.
Of course at church.
And one must be sure that poor Anna is not left in.
The left?
Yes. So I'll meet him at the station for a bit of conversation. But as anyone can see, my primary goal in doing the chore is the scone.
And the jam.
And the bread.
Nothing more than a nice hot spot.
You can chat of this and that and never be at sea as long as you have got a nice hot spot of
tea.